Sam and Amy.
We are Gem.
8:10, Sam and Amy live across the East Midlands on Gem.
Today, 29, possibly 30 degrees. Builders, potentially one of the hottest days of the year. Just pose the question, I don't mean to have a go, dangerous day, but as I look around the studio, I can see Sam's a little bit sun-kissed. Thank Producer you. Rich, I think I'm a bit more, I was in it yesterday. Why do you still look like the Milky Bar kid? Do you go outside? You're like one of those children that is slapped in Factor 50 and put in front of video games. Or do you go outside?
Oh, I go outside. But
you're translucent.
I always wear Factor 30 at the moment and always wear a hat.
But even that, you just look like you've not stepped outside.
Fear not. I have an answer to this problem.
Okay.
We're going to go on holiday together. Come on. We did this last year. Myself, Amy and Dangerous Dave jumped on board a narrowboat and sailed the seas of the East Midlands, the canals, for a week, broadcasting live from the roof of said narrowboat. And it was a brilliant week.
We loved it. I mean, we did have to share a bed, which was testing at times. Dangerous Dave was on a pretty
plank
narrow
of wood in the middle of the boat next to the loo.
Remember when we walked in and we saw those beds? We'll have those beds, and then saw them and went, nah, we'll have the big one at the back. Sorry, Dave.
What a surprise that was.
We had fun.
It was brilliant. As soon as we finished broadcasting at 10 o'clock, we had our first rum and coke, and that's pretty much the way it worked for the whole week.
Yeah.
It was amazing. In the sunshine. We're doing it again this year. We're doing it for a week from Monday, the 5th of August. But yesterday we had concerns about accommodation, and I'm pleased and proud to tell you, Amy and Dave, that I have sorted the accommodation.
Okay.
And it is a step up from last year.
Right.
Okay, so last year we were on a boat. Are we on the seas again, or can I?
We're not. This year, we're on the road.
Okay. Mm.
This year, I have managed to kindly borrow two huge King of the Road motorhomes.
Wow.
From a company called Aria.co.uk.
Okay.
These are 26 foot long.
Wow.
These have TVs, they have fridges, they have bathrooms, they have double beds, single beds, bunk beds. They have a garage on the back to put your bicycle in.
Wow.
You can fit a moped in the garage. That's how big the garage on the back of these motorhomes are. On the roof, say, what's that on the roof? There's a sun deck. You climb up a ladder.
I'm not lying.
On the back of the motorhome, you climb up a ladder and you can sunbathe on the roof of these motorhomes.
Okay, that's good. Cool.
They have air conditioning. They have leather seats. A fully fitted kitchen with a marble worktop and a gas oven.
A marble worktop?
A full-size fridge. Tables and chairs to eat inside and out.
So it's not some little crummy caravan.
No,
this is proper.
These are the bee's knees. These are literally the biggest things you see on the UK roads. We've got two, and they are brand new.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's impressive. Well done.
Thank you. No problem at all. Consider them done. And thank you very much to our friends at adria.co.uk for sorting us out with those. There's one small.
Here we go. Yeah, I knew it.
I've got to bring my family with us. I say I've got to bring them. I want to bring my family because I can't be away from my girls for a whole week. My wife and my two daughters. So if you don't mind, I'm going to take one of these giant motorhomes just for me and my family.
Right.
Because I've got a baby, you know, and she needs to get her sleep. But I can't be away from them for a whole week. So if it's okay with you, I'll bring Catherine, Evie and Nancy with me.
I mean, it's okay. Is it okay with them?
They're well up for it. Evie couldn't wait. And even Catherine, I'm quite surprised because she's not really a camper. It's not really camping, is it? It's a luxury motorhome. She's really keen as well.
Okay.
So if that's okay with you, they'll be coming with us for the week commencing the 5th of August.
Okay.
Right.
So Ames, you know, I've got the other motorhome is there and whatever else.
So you'll be in that with your family. So I'm in the other motorhome.
You're in the other motorhome, yeah.
So okay. I'm be sharing with Amy then. I'll be sharing your motorhome.
No, I'm not sharing a bed again, Dave. It's not appropriate.
There is a problem with this.
Well, how many beds have the motorhomes got?
They've got six. There's a problem with this.
I'm obviously having the big bedroom.
I need to tell you that although these are the biggest motorhomes you can pretty much drive on the UK road, they're only one room. There is a bedroom, but other than that, they're only one room. I mean, a girl needs her privacy.
Yes. But also, where are we going to keep... Because we always set up a mini studio. Last time I was in the canal boat.
Well, if it's okay with you, we'll broadcast from your motorhome. So your motorhome will be full of kit as well. And the beds will have microphones and headphones and computers and transmitters all over
that
them.
That stuff needed a truck in itself to do an outdoor broadcast. Dave, there's no way I'm sharing a bed with you.
So where am I supposed to stay? You just said you've got six berths, sleeping berths in your motorhome.
But when they say that, that means basically the lunch table and stuff, doesn't it? That's not a proper bed. I need some space as well. And if I've got the studio, the portable studio, that takes up loads of room.
Can I thank you for offering us that space in your motorhome?
Yes.
For the studio.
There's no problem.
You're a star.
Why? Make some space for me. There's clearly room
in
these things.
You
just said they're 26 feet
David,
long.
David, stop being so selfish!
I'm not being selfish.
It's not all about you all the time. Stop this!
Why didn't you get me a motorhome?
God, I can't hold your hand through life. You're going to have to do something for yourself.
Yeah.
Sort out your own accommodation.
This is a complete farce.
You petulant, selfish child. God! I spent all day on this yesterday and you go and ruin it on the
radio. Thank you, Sam.
I've got nowhere to sleep.
You're welcome,
Dave, I've got to put up with the studio where I'm staying, so think of me.
It's all number one with you, isn't it? It's all you get, Jack Jones and what's the phrase I'm looking for? Look after yourself, Jack.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Gem. Sam and Amy on Gem.
How can you not accommodate me into two giant motorhomes?
Oh, God.
He's
You've
windy this morning, isn't he?
52 feet of motorhome and you're saying I can't stay with either of you?
He's still going on about this.
Yes, but, I mean, look at the way you're going now. Who'd want to share a motorhome with you for a week? Oh, that wouldn't be draining. It'd be really draining.
You should listen to yourself.
Draining,
Dave. A six-bed motorhome, and you're not even going to give me a room, a bed for the night.
If you've just joined us in the last 5 minutes, we are going to head off and do our breakfast show live from the road from the 5th of August for a week. It's called our staycation. We've got two 26-foot luxury motorhomes. They sleep six each. I'm going to be in one of them with my family, my wife and children. Amy's going to be in one of them with a load of microphones and...
A portable studio.
Mm. And Dave... The selfish man that he is kicked off about this. He's really upset, saying that where is he going
to
sleep?
You need to take responsibility for your own life, Poppet. Hey, you love those hostels that you and your mum and dad always stay in. Why don't you get a hostel somewhere?
Great, on my own, on
that
a bunk bed, on my own, in a dorm
idea.
With everyone.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you know what you are, Dave? I've realised you're not actually selfish. You're self-centred.
Mm. I'm not self...
Your whole life revolves around you.
This is like some bad carry-on
someone
movie.
Someone else doing everything for you.
But
why don't you call your mum? She might help you out.
I'm calling my mum.
I just had another look in the brochure.
Yeah.
The bed that you're sleeping in, Amy, is probably bigger than your bed at home.
Wow. Egyptian cotton sheets.
Yep. And you can fit three pillows across it. That's how wide it is.
Crumbs.
Luxury.
Unbelievable.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Absolutely unbelievable.
No.
It's awesome. Come on. On the 5th of August, a Monday, myself, Amy, Dangerous Dave and our gang will be heading off onto the streets of the East Midlands, touring the East Midlands in another staycation.
Amazing. I'd just like to thank you again for sorting out these motorhomes. Can I have a look at the brochure? Because they look brilliant.
Oh, Aria Motorhomes, aria.co.uk. Look at how beautiful they are inside. I'm sorry, I know it's annoying to brag, but this is Aria. Thank you to Aria. Say it again. Adria, thank you to Adria. Aria, rubbish, they're very last year. These motorhomes are incredible. They are kings of the road.
Yeah.
26.
It's like a celebrity kind of pimp, you know.
It's the sort of thing.
My ride thing.
You'd see Robbie Williams backstage.
When he's on tour,
at a concert. Ames, what I haven't asked or told you is that you'll be driving one of these and I'll be driving the other one. Can you drive a 26-foot motorhome?
Yeah, drove a camper van across the States, didn't I? I'll be fine.
And then there's always somebody to put the handbrake on.
Well, Raining Dave.
Amy's established that there's no room for me in her 26-foot motorhome because she's bringing so much luggage and we're using it as a studio.
It's the studio, Dave. It's a portable studio. It's ridiculous, the size.
I mean, that is ludicrous in itself. But, Sam, we should also address the fact that you're bringing your family. You're not one Pinkham, four Pinkhams are going to be with us for a week.
Yep.
No offense.
Me and my girls, my wife Catherine, my daughters Evie and Nancy, we'll all be there in the motorhome for a whole week. I can't wait.
Don't you understand?
Great holiday.
This is what we're doing the show. This is a working week. You should have discussed this with the rest of the guys. You can't just sign up your family for a working week with us.
Evie has been looking forward to this all evening.
Mm.
Don't take this away from her. No, she's 4 years old.
Your family, I'm sure they're great. Like, your wife's lovely and everything. But
he's really awkward around your wife, isn't he? He's got a crush.
How are you going to work with kids running around? Evie be wanting to, you know, do water fights. And what happens if Nancy's crying on air? How's that going to work?
Okay, well, there are three reasons why a baby cries, Dave. One, they're hungry. Two, they need the nappy changing. Three, they need burping. Either way, you've got 2 minutes to sort it out before we're next on air.
Mm.
I've got to sort it out.
Of course you've got to sort it out. That's why you're our producer. You do all the running around.
Also, another issue. I don't understand. You said we've got these massive motorhomes. So if I can't share with Amy, why can't I just shack up with you and your family? Because you've got you, your wife, you'll probably share a bed. Evie can sleep in her own place. Nancy's only about a foot long. So why can't I fit somewhere else?
We can't have a smelly teenage boy but in I'm a family not... motorhome. My wife will be walking around in her pyjamas. No, Dave, you're not coming in our motorhome.
It's not appropriate.
It's a private family thing. Yeah. Why is he trying to muscle?
Well, if it's a private family thing, why can't Amy and I bring our families? Why can't Amy bring her mum? Why can't I bring my wife?
Now, your wife I could find space for.
Wait, so you'd be prepared to lock me outside your hotel and bring my wife?
The truth is, Dave, you need to look after yourself. You've got the next 24 hours to sort a form of accommodation out for yourself. Otherwise, we can't come, can we? Yeah. It's as simple as that. It's you're all right.
We'll have to get another producer who can sort out accommodation.
I don't need this stress in my life right now.
Someone who's committed and works hard for the show.
Team player.
Selfish Dave. Mm.
It's supposed to
draining
be a team
Dave.
Holiday.
Gem. Sam and Amy on Gem.